Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon. Cruising into the weekend, a beautiful Friday, as we just heard from Craig. The forecast for the weekend looks pretty strong as well. It might be a little bit damp tomorrow, but we are enjoying the sunshine. Temperatures heading into the 70s. Well, hallelujah, it's about time. Even though the winter wasn't all that drastic, we are certainly ready for the spring. And we've got a couple of very special guests in studio with us right now. Well, one gentleman we had in here just a few weeks ago from Lorain County Community College, Steve Sefcik, is with us. And joining Steve today to talk about the Stocker Art Center and all the great events coming up not only today, tomorrow, throughout the weekend, but next week as well. We have got Janet Herman Barlow to join us as well. Boy, Janet, let's talk about this weekend. A lot of cool things going on. Boy, you guys are playing Annie tonight, and not only Annie, but you guys also have a lot of interesting artists playing, and we'll begin with what's going on tonight and tomorrow night. Joanna May Hunkins with Natural Woman. Now, so a lot of folks may not know a lot about Joanna May Hunkins. She's a cabaret artist, correct?
Correct. And okay. She's from the greater Cleveland area. She's performed at lots of spaces and also has directed several times at French Creek Theater. So people may be aware of Joanna from behind the scenes. If they saw Big Fish, for instance, last year, she directed that. She's directing Parade there this spring. So she's, you know, pretty much a go-to woman for all seasons. But her original training was she went through the Baldwin-Wallace Musical Theater Program. She's a wonderful singer, and she's focusing on female singer-songwriters from Carole King and Carly Simon to Sarah Bareilles today and Adele, some of the... So everybody that... All of the songs that she's going to be doing have somehow been influenced or were totally written by women singer-songwriters. And that's tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in our Serigliano Studio Theater. A lot of times people aren't aware that we have two theaters in the building. So she's in the smaller black box space. And then Annie is being performed by Open Door Christian School. It's their high school musical. It's tonight at 7, as well as tomorrow afternoon at 2, and tomorrow night at 7. Those three performances are taking place in the Hoke Theater, which is our main theater space. And so there's tickets available for everything at the box office tonight. So if you're still thinking about what am I going to do on my Friday night or Saturday afternoon or Saturday night, we have something for you in both spaces, both nights, and then also tomorrow afternoon in the larger space.
That's just the tip of the iceberg, and we'll dive into some more of the other events coming up later on next week as well. But let's stick with Joanna May Hunkins. You had talked about some of the things that she's done already. Described as a cabaret artist. Can you expand on that? What exactly is a cabaret artist?
It tends to be usually one singer who can play in any configuration. Sometimes it's one singer who's singing with a band. Sometimes it's a singer who's singing with just one musician. In Joanna's case, she's singing with a piano player. That's her only backing musician. And it tends to be music that focuses on a theme. So... not always, but usually. Like last weekend, we had Lee Murdoch doing The Irish in America. That was his theme. Joanna's theme is Natural Woman. So again, her focus is on female singer-songwriters. So we have later in the spring, we have Helen Welch coming. She's from Great Britain, and she's focusing on music from A Brit of Everything is what she's calling her show, because she's going to mix in stuff from her home country as well as this country. And next weekend we have Austin Walking Cain and Christine Jackson doing blues. So it's you can see sort of there's a method to the madness in trying to have a different one every time we have one that will help cover the musical gamut of everybody's tastes.
Janet, I wanted to ask you, it looks like you guys have a bevy of things going on here. I mean, through March, April, May, you've got Open Door performing Annie this week. What goes into preparing everything for all these performances that you guys have here?
Well, the building is available for rental, and that's how Open Door is coming in. So they build their sets off site, and they come in on Monday. And we load everything in on Monday. We set it up from scratch. We do cue-to-cue lighting, lighting and focus to make sure that we know where they want their light cues, where they want their sound cues. So it's building it more from scratch. Whereas next Thursday night, we have a Temptations review with featuring Barrington Beau Henderson, who is the lead singer of the Temptations from 1998 to 2003. That's a national tour. It comes in all in. They'll load in earlier in the day. They'll do the show. They'll load out that same day. Next weekend, we have a dance competition that involves dance studios from all over the greater Northeast Ohio through Pennsylvania. So we do several dance competitions a year like that, where they come in and the kids just compete with each other, you know, with each other's studios on levels of, by age range, usually the dance competitions are set up. So yeah, we have a different thing every day. You know, you just have to remain flexible.
Well, and let's go back to one of the events that you just referred to, where you've got Barrington Beau Henderson. That's not just any act. I mean, that's a Grammy Award winner. I mean, you guys have to be very, very excited about that. For some folks who are thinking about snagging tickets to that event, I'm sure time is running out, because that's not something that you're going to be able to just show up day of and get tickets to. Guys like that don't come around all that often. How did you guys get him in here?
I go to trade shows that are called booking conferences, and I meet one-on-one. I've actually seen these guys perform live in showcases. I talked to their agent. We worked out a schedule that would work for them. And you look for routing. You look for going from place to place that makes sense on the road, on the interstate. So, you know, they looked for a date that would make sense to come to Elyria and then travel on to their next gig, wherever that is. So we came up with Thursday, March 30th. And so they're coming this week. We're really excited. And it's great fun. If you love Motown, if you love Temptations music, this is a great act.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that. I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. Well, Steve's been pretty quiet over here the entire time.
We want to get to believe, right?
We want to get you in on the action here, too. I mean, that's got to be really cool for everybody with the college. I mean, that's a really cool act to bring into the equations. For the entire college, that's got to be very exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. And for me, it's a lot of fun because I get to work with Janet and her great team over at Stocker Arts Center promoting the whole season, and then on the individual shows, if we can get them to do some, you know, phone interviews in advance for some stories in the papers, it's a lot of fun, and it brings a lot of variety to my workday.
Absolutely. Well, you know, variety seems to be the name of the game, because as you mentioned earlier, Janet, I mean, you guys want to put this out there so that there's something different every week. There's a different theme, it seems like, every week, and it really kind of gives folks with different appeals a different reason to come in. One of the things I wanted to throw out there also, you guys will also play films, correct? Not just you know, concerts and plays. You guys also have films, right?
Right. We have a film series that's actually been in operation since before the college opened its main campus, where we are now, from when the college was just back in the school building in Lorain. So it's the film series has actually been going for 50 years.
Wow.
And yes, our next film is on April the 14th. It's Things to Come. It's with Isabel Huppert. I'm not pronouncing her name correctly, and I apologize, because it's a French film, and so not great at those foreign names.
Hey, trust me. Yesterday, we tried to announce a couple of French things, and I failed miserably. And I talk for a living, so it's okay.
Okay,
it happens.
Thank you. I'm glad. And then, so that's on April 14th. And then our final film this spring is April 28th, and that's Lion, which was nominated for several Academy Awards. It stars Dev Patel and Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Yes, but we do films. We do a fall series and then a winter-spring series.
Janet Herman Barlow and Steve Sefcik with us here from Lorain County Community College Stocker Arts Center. Can we go back to Things to Come for just a second? Because
sure.
You're going to play that film on April 14th, and then there's going to be a discussion to follow the film. What will that discussion entail?
It entails pretty much people get to sit and talk with the Film Society director, who's Professor Robert Dudash. He's been at the college since it opened. He still teaches film, so it's great because he has an unbelievable knowledge of films over the years, and he will prepare. He's seen the film already. He will prepare discussion questions. People can come and just express their opinion about the film, whether their opinion is good, bad, or indifferent, or if they're confused by something in the film or something, you know, sort of just didn't quite click for them, they can talk to other people who just saw the same film with them and discuss it and figure out, okay, what was it about this film I liked, I didn't like? What was it that I didn't quite get? And two people can see the same film at the same time and have totally different opinions about it. So it's always really interesting to listen to the discussions, because one person might have loved it and one person might have hated it. And, you know, to just listen to them have discourse back and forth is kind of fun.
And I think that's the value of artistic creations, no matter what it is. Everyone sees something different, and they either like it or don't like it for whatever reason. And, you know, in this time of discussions about the value of art, I don't think there's any question that art enriches all of our lives.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And I think that's part of what makes the discussion after the film very interesting, because I think, too, you may watch that with a different set of eyes, too, correct? So I think being able to share opinions after that, that really opens things up.
Right, and certainly if you spend some time in the country of origin of the film, Lion, a good portion of it takes place in India. If you've ever had the one-on-one experience of being there, or you know somebody who is from there, or you've, you know, for whatever reason you've seen a lot of films from that area, you're going to look at that film very differently than somebody who hasn't been to those countries at all and doesn't understand the difference in the culture. And so, you know, one of the benefits of being on a college campus as part of an educational institution is to try to tie in education to a lot of the events that we do. And certainly the film series is one of those series that we definitely make that push.
Well, before we cut you loose, you know, a lot of big events coming up over the course of the next 7 to 10 days for you guys. Where can our listeners go to find out more about that information, see about purchasing tickets, and just find out what they need to do in order to get their hands on some of these tickets?
Okay, so if you want to come tonight or tomorrow, the box office number is 440-366-4040. And our website is stockerartscenter.com, and it's S-T-O-C-K-E-R, artscenter.com. Not case sensitive, so it's easy to get to.
Simple enough, StockerArtsCenter.com. Make sure you head out there. A lot of great events coming up this weekend. A Grammy Award winner coming next week. I mean, that's certainly a big, big deal. Janet, Steve, thank you guys both very much for coming in. We appreciate the time, and hopefully you guys can enjoy some of that sunshine.
Yes, you guys too.
I'm not there now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We need to take a quick break. We're back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon.